G'day, 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 and welcome to this week's episode of Cheers Big Ears. It's been a long time coming because of just life getting in the way and just nose operations and what have you. But I am very pleased to have Lee of Lights, Camera, Rant on the podcast today. G'day, Lee.
How you going, man? Long time coming, it would be very much so.
Yeah, fucking it's I'd planned to do this months and
How you
months and
been,
months
man?
ago.
And congratulations again. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very much appreciated. It's exciting. Everything's happening.
Yeah. Now comes the next part of how long until you get married? How long until the party? What's the gap? Where are you gonna go? Questions just increase.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just worked out the date of the engagement party, so we know when that's happening. That will be in November. Once we get that out of the way, then we'll start worrying about the other stuff. But we already know who groomsmen and bridesmaids and everything are going to be. So they'll be told their role in the future nuptials at the engagement party.
I was very happy when I saw your post. I was like, yeah, got you. Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, had been planned well ahead of time. It was supposed to be that weekend, and then things happened, and then it finally did. So it's done. Because if I hadn't done it then, I would have kept pushing and pushing and pushing. So I'm glad
Done.
it's out of the way.
Yeah. You'd be like, oh, I should have done it then. I should have done then, and it just keeps growing and growing.
And also the trying to plan it. It
Yeah.
was always like it was never like I'd have the one idea and then the next idea and then the next idea. And I was just trying to make it perfect.
About this? What about
When
that?
it ended up, yeah. And then it ended up being perfect in its improvisation. So that's good. Right, so what are you drinking?
I'm drinking today. I am drinking, and obviously a Lights, Camera, Rant, stubby holder, can Jameson.
Nice. Very, very cool.
What are you,
Just a little
sir?
behind the scenes, we are real, real alcoholic drinkers because it is nearly 10 o'clock in the morning. So I was gonna do a mimosa, but then like just trying to get like like a cheaper bottle of champagne and all that, it was becoming a hassle. So I ended up just going with I'm doing Bilsons again, but I'm doing the pink lemonade. So
I one of my friends, she loves them. She utterly loves them, and every time they go out, she's always got a different flavor.
oh yeah, that's what we're doing all the time. We're doing the different flavors.
Ah. And swears by them. I'm like, nah, look, I'll stick to my Jameson.
Oh, they're really good. They're dangerous. They are very, very
Have you already
dangerous.
cracked your can?
No, I haven't yet, so crack yours. Nice. Perfect. All right. Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that's the good shit.
And that just tastes like lemonade. And I've got two cans, so chat's gonna
Hey,
be blitzed.
look, that's a good way to start a
Yeah,
day.
it is. Yeah, very much so. All
But
right, let me just chuck to the theme song. Because Riverside isn't being nice today. I couldn't play it in the feed. So, radio. So, first up, plug away. Plug your show. Your social medias. Do all that jazz.
you have been a very good guest on my show. I host the Lights, Camera, Rant podcast, where we talk about movies, TV shows, video games. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Grindr, and all social media platforms. Hey, it doesn't. Hey, I'll take any audience. It doesn't matter. And we've been 115 weeks in a row. We've dropped an episode now.
Wow. That is
still can't believe myself.
Really, really, really cool. That's so cool. Like I've said to you, I think before, we should be up in the 200s. If I'd been,
I remember you saying that last week, time.
We should be up in the 200s because I started in October in 2018.
Yeah, I remember us talking about that. I was like, "You guys said it so long, you should have more episodes." And you're like, "Yeah, we fucking should."
Yeah, like it's COVID didn't help. And then I changed co-hosts, and then it was just, it should be way more. But hey, what I did at some point too is I went back and because I had to remove some episodes because of one of the guests, I had to remove it for him. So I removed that, and then I added the audio commentaries we did because they weren't numbered. They were separate, so then I renumbered them into the show. So that's why if you look at the feed, it goes sequentially, and then it jumps a number, and then there's numbers missing, and then... Yeah, it's all over the shop. So I just number them all now.
Yeah. Actually, I've done the same. I use Anchor. Spotify for podcasters now. I've never clicked on the season. I've always just done 1, 2, 3, or a bonus episode. Yep. I'm like, I understand when people do the seasons, but I'm like, nah, it's one long season, like how shows used to be.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's like the it's the home and away of podcasts. It's been going forever.
Exactly right. I do hope that one day my kid will be on the podcast.
I'm thinking I'm going to do, because I've got a couple of ideas for some extra shows and some spin-offy type things. So I'm going to probably do seasons for those. So they're just kind of little self-contained things and gives me a chance to do like little breaks in between. But your podcast origin story, what's that? Like, how did it start?
My podcast origin story.
What was your canon event?
My canon event, which was a lot of people, was COVID. Stuck at home and couldn't go anywhere. All I could do was drink and eat. And for a very long time, even when I was in high school, I always wanted to, there was an idea of doing a YouTube channel at one point, which I never had the courage to do or get off the ground. And then during COVID, my partner was said to me, and my best friend was like, "You have no excuse. You can't leave your house. You can buy a $50 mic off Amazon. So you might as well start it now." Which I think the very first 20 episodes, I think they were completely recorded. Obviously, you would know, not sober at all. For those first 20 episodes. So I thought, I'll start it. And I look back at it now and I wish I started sooner. Everyone who I've met during the journey has been incredible. People like yourselves, people over in America, people like Why So Sidious. I almost hit myself thinking, fuck, why didn't I just start sooner?
Yes. Yeah. I was 100% the exact same. My origin story was like, we've been planning to do it as a group of friends for years and years and years. But when we were going to do it was in the very fledgling days of podcasting. So the equipment side of things was very expensive and it was just not as accessible as it was now. So that's why it never happened. And then I ummed and ahed about it. And then I finally just was like,
not cheap.
Fuck it, I'm going to do it. I'd hit a long service leave milestone where I got a gift card and it was like a grand. I think it was a grand.
Ooh.
No, it was like 700, $800. And I used that to buy my first Zoom audio recorder. And then I bought a microphone and went to go start. And I was originally starting, when I started, was going to be like just myself, like the way I think you started with just yourself, which is so daunting just to be sitting and talking. And I set up the microphone and it wasn't working because I didn't troubleshoot, didn't read any of the stuff. I didn't realize about phantom power.
Which you never do. You just like now
Yeah.
open the box, slap it in.
Open the box, plug it in, turn it on, it should work. So I didn't realize about that. And it went years and years and years. Like I bought the equipment and then it was another year and a half, nearly two, before I even started again, like actually officially started. And then my original co-host Sid, I brought that up to him. He said, yeah, we started. I went from like with the Zoom recorder and a couple of shitty, cheap $20 microphones from JCar. And yeah, the rest
Mine
is
was a
history.
50 buck mic from Kogan.
Yeah, right, far out. And then now, like, it's now we're in a world where it is so much easier to start. There's all the resources out there. Like, it's so simple. You can just do it on your phone.
Yeah. You can literally start a podcast tomorrow just using your phone. Yes, your audio quality is going to be terrible, but once upon a time, now you can just do it. Why podcast has become one of the most popular mediums to consume.
Yeah, 100%. And when you like the audio quality of your phone, that's the thing that pisses me off the most is I have recorded so many episodes on my phone with a previous Samsung Galaxy because it had the headphone jack. And the headphone jack let me, I had microphones that had XLR cables that went to the 3.5 mil. So I was able to plug them via a splitter into my phone and have audio quality with microphones just recorded through the voice recorder on my phone. Now I can't do that because it doesn't have the headphone jack. It just has the USB-C and it won't split. It won't do all that. So I can't do the quick grab bag version that I used to be able to,
No.
which sucks. Because we used to do some episodes which were called like Drunken Publics, where I had a couple of lapel microphones, my phone, and we went out for the night and we recorded at each of the pubs and progressively got worse and worse and worse as it went on. They can't even do that anymore.
Oh, I've wanted to do that. I've wanted to do that. I love going to the city, going on a pub crawl, and I've always had the idea in the back of my head to go with a bunch of friends and to have a lapel mic, go to every single one, and just hear the conversation just dip
Yeah, that
dramatically.
there is a way around it. I'm going to look into getting some the USB like Bluetooth lapel microphones that you can get because we're going to start doing some like maybe some Instagram
I had a
lives
pair
and
of
stuff like
those.
that.
They're
So
really good. One of my mates, he actually went and borrowed them, and he actually uses them at the gym now.
yeah, right, very cool. Yeah, I've got to get them because I want to open up the ability to do a few other things, especially some video stuff. So if I can use my like my phone, if we because we talked about doing some like TikTok related content where we like do our beer reviews as little shorts for TikTok and stuff like that. So I want the audio quality to be a little bit better than just recording from the phone's base. Mic, so I'll look into that definitely.
Well, I did see, which I've seen some people use at conventions, it's like tiny mic that you
Oh, the tiny
can
mic,
plug into
yeah.
your phone, and
The only thing with that is I want to like because I want to get
and
the
yeah, just sit around a sit at a table with a bunch of beers and just have this tiny little mic in
in
the
the middle, yeah. What I want to
middle.
do is the lapel ones because then everybody's got their own separate audio file, and it just I'm a quality snob now.
No, I Dude, I'm 100% with you. When I go back and listen to my very first few episodes, I'm like, damn, I wish I knew everything now to back then. There were so many things I would do differently, or just make little tweaks looking back now. And but it's about a learning curve.
Yeah.
It's all about a learning curve.
I still have episodes that have epic fuck ups. The episode that it was just released today, I had to do some hardcore editing in that. Because the microphones were all too close together. So we were picking up, and there were like one of them was a better quality microphone than the other one. So it was picking up like sparrow farts 400 miles away. So I had to go in, and luckily the Zoom, the new Zoom that I've got, because my old one, I left the batteries in it for a year and it fucking died. So the new one I got, it records all the mics separately and then also does a mix with them. So I've got the option of just, if the audio quality is good and I've done the editing like in the recording, I can just release that episode. I don't have to do anything. But then with this one, luckily I had the audio files. So I was able to go in and just use the envelope tool in Audacity and just make them a little bit smaller. Yeah. So that was really good. What's your favorite adult beverage, Lee?
My favorite adult beverage for a long time was Jack Daniels until I dabbled into Jameson, and now Jameson is my top choice. But depending on which one's special, I'll either go from Jameson or Kraken.
Right. So you're the darker spirits, so the whiskeys, the bourbons, and the
bourbons,
the rum, the spiced rum. I only had Kraken for the first time a long ago.
What'd you think?
Really enjoyed it. Yeah.
It just goes down so smooth, and I just, when I'm drinking, I'm like, it's quite dangerous how quickly you can drink them.
I'm predominantly a beer boy. I used to drink horrendous, shitty quality beer back in the day. And then I moved on to my whiskey, so I'd do like Scotch and Dry's. And then I think it's been the last couple of years I've gotten into like the Pacific Ales and the Pale Ales, and not the full crafties, because some of them are absolute like dog water. That's predominantly what I drink. Occasionally I'll have a little bit of a spirit here and there. One of my other go-tos is Wild Turkey American Honey mixed with Sprite. You're getting the honey, lemon, the lime, and your shot of Wild Turkey. Which, that shit I used to drink straight.
Excellent choice.
Just pour it into a glass and just drink it straight. But now I'm enjoying these Bilsons. They're going down a treat. Absolute treat. This Bilsons pink lemonade tastes like lemonade. Not even getting a vodka flavor to it. It's just lemonade.
It's lemonade. So dangerous. It's like when you go to a party and there's a slushy machine.
Oh.
And you just, they're like,
fucking dangerous too.
You can just neck them back.
100%. Did you start drinking straight away? Like as soon as you hit 18, you hit the turps?
Legally, yes.
There's no lawyers here, so.
Now probably 16 or 17. See, the thing is, when I started drinking, I drank beer. I drank beer, Cullen Draft, VB, and this actually leads into one of my horrible drug stories.
Oh, yes. Excellent.
Not so much horrible for me, but horrible for the person's car, is that I went to a party and I got to the point where three of my friends would bring me beers. And they were bringing me a beer every time I thought I'd run out, I finished one. So I had like three people cycling giving me a beer every coming up, because they thought They were the only one giving me a beer. They didn't talk to each other. So I was like, oh, wow, okay, you guys are really being, all right, thanks. Way too much. And then we went to go leave. And I sat in the middle of the car. And about even before the car took off, I'm like, oh, projectile vomit in this chick's car. All in the center console, like it was
That's hilarious.
messy. So not only like on the side seat and just thrown up at, like at the at your feet. No, I center console chuck.
Oh, wow. And it was probably like a
And
voluminous amount of.
it was there was more on the outside of a car too, but. ever since that night, I haven't been able to drink beer that much again, which is
Yeah.
why I flipped to spirits.
Yep. Yeah, we all have that one story of that one type of alcohol we have that bad experience with, and we never go back to it. Mine is with
No.
Baileys.
Ooh.
Yeah. This isn't going to be my funniest or horriblest drunk story, but it's up there. Yeah, I was drinking it by the schooner glass, straight, not mixed with anything. Straight, and I had like three of them, which is probably the equivalent of a full bottle of Baileys. And we would go to a mate's place before we would, so we'd all meet at my mate's place, and then we'd move from there to the pub to do some karaoke and shenanigans. And we would leave to go to the pub at about my mate's place at about 6. I was at home, had thrown up. And was in bed by 5 o'clock. I didn't even make it to the pub. They had to call my mum to come pick me up because I was like just obliterated. I got home, walked it, stumbled in the door, went upstairs. Our bathroom at the time, the toilet was right next to the sink. So I could sit on the toilet, put my chin on the sink, and just vomit into the sink with the tap running.
Oh, shit. That's very brave on Bailey's.
I've never,
Whoa.
never touched Bailey since.
No. It's, it's either sometimes it's vodka, sometimes other things, but like if someone handed me like a pint of beer, I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, fuck,
I
right.
could drink like half and I'm like, no.
See, I got gout from beer, and I've still
Which
got.
does suck because beer is cheaper.
Yes, yeah, for sure. I got gout from beer, and that didn't stop me. Well, that's actually a story. I had the gout, and it was really, really bad. Like the it, I actually like because I got it in my big toe on my left foot, so the gout had started to get an infection in the joint. So I had to go to like John Hunter Hospital and get some like really hardcore antibiotics. Did all that. Got given the antibiotics. This all happened 1 week before I was going on holidays for a week in Thailand. And
Oh shit.
I was on this medic I was supposed to be on the medication for a few weeks. So what Chad did was went on his holiday, and the first night got there, it's like, I'm gonna be a good boy, I'm not gonna drink because I'm on this medication. So I didn't. That went out of the window the next night when I stopped taking the medication. And then proceeded to drink for 6 days straight. By day six, the gout had returned with a vengeance and had moved up into either of my knees, my right hip, and my back was killing me, and I was hunched over like a decrepit, like ancient wizard as I was walking through the airport to come home, and I like was hunched and just in pain, riddled in pain from head to toe because of this gout. I took my medication, I got on the plane, and I walked off the plane like I didn't have gout.
Oh, jeez, man, that's a mission.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And then I continued to drink, and I'm still drinking right
Fucking brave man.
It hasn't come back. Touch wood. Touch fucking wood.
Oh, that's good. Touch wood. Oh,
Although it has permanently
shit.
fucked that left toe. When I moved my big toe, like, so it's not the top of the big toe, it's the second, like the knuckle that goes onto the base of your foot. So it's there. When I move that, it crunches because of all the crystallized from the gout, the infection that was in there. It's still all crystally, and it just grew up. Like, it's really gross.
But hey, look, at least you took the holiday and you missioned
I
through
wasn't
it.
gonna. There was no way in hell I was. I went like during the 2 weeks leading up to the holiday, I think it was. I where I knew there was something fucking wrong. At that point, I hadn't gone to the hospital. I went to my co-host Matt's. It was his 30th birthday, and wasn't gonna drink and started drinking, and I couldn't even walk around that because it went straight to my toe. Yeah, dedication. Dedication.
That's exactly right. Dedication. You mission through that and you keep
Yes.
going.
My actually, like, if I was to, I'm trying to think of what my, if a story that I haven't said. I'm pretty sure I've told the story where I was sitting on the toilet drunk and had to vomit. So I moved the bath mat and just spewed on the floor. I've told that story. The other one was I was sitting at home, and I was at the computer, and I was just sitting on the computer, just drinking, and I had a bottle of Johnnie Walker Red Label, and I was free pouring, and so the first two were reasonable pours. Then after that shot got bigger and bigger and bigger, where it was more Johnnie Walker than Coke. And because I was sitting down, it wasn't hit.
Oh, it always
Yeah.
happens.
I said, because I was sitting down, it didn't hit me. And then it did when
I'm
I
guessing
got
as
up.
soon as you stood up.
Yeah. Stood up, it hit me instantly. Brained out, went white as a ghost, needed to vomit, ran into the bathroom. And as I bent to vomit into the toilet, I lost my balance and fell between the wall and the back of the cistern where I was stuck. Like, sticking out of between the wall and the toilet, and all I was doing was holding in a mouthful.
No.
And I wiggled myself out, knelt on the floor, and got rid of the poison. Yeah.
Jesus
Yeah, my.
Christ, man.
I didn't start drinking until I was 21. Yeah,
Really?
I did no teen drinking. I didn't do any, like, when I was 18, I was sober as a
So
bird.
you didn't touch a drop of alcohol until you're 21.
Yep. And it wasn't for, like, and so my father was a alcoholic, so I didn't want to go down that route. So I was like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And then there was one night I was out, mates. I had a couple of drinks. I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. I'm 21. I'm like, I know I'm not him.
21.
I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna become him. So I had a couple, and I fucking had a blast getting drunk, and that's where it happened ever since. Yeah, 21.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, and I definitely have made up for it in the story departments.
Yes, you did. Gee, like when you asked me like stories, I was like trying to think of like how much any stories I can actually remember
Yes.
that came out. It's not I'm just trying to think of ones that actually came out okay. I have one story and it's funny in the end of it. We had a group of friends that we'd always go out to club with, and we always but we had this one girl, and she had that semi high pitched voice. And it was all about me every time, all about me. And she'd always get try and get a lift or try and get something for free. And as everybody knows me, I'm such a nice guy. I want her to fly. And nothing. But we would, I had a few bit to drink and we were driving back and we were in this car, a full pack car, and I could only hear her voice. And I don't know what she said, but I snapped. I absolutely snapped at her and I went off at her apparently for about 10 to 15 minutes. Just went straight at her. And the next day, I was like, oh, I feel terrible. I feel so sorry. I'll say sorry. And I apologized to her, and she's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. I can barely remember what you said anyway. I'm like,
lucky.
I'm like, that makes it worse because you're going to do it again. You're going to fucking do it again. Fuck me.
That's crazy.
And that is probably the only time, I could have actually remember going off at someone straight at them.
Wow. For me, with those types of...
Woe is me. I need a lift.
That type of person would instantly go into like my shunt of the week category. Like,
oh yes,
yeah,
yes she would. Yes she would.
See, I don't.
And doesn't stop talking. She never stops talking.
See, I don't do the like go off or anything, like, because I'm Captain Passive Aggressive. That's where it'll go. I just get really passive aggressive, and
yeah.
It's bad.
I feel you, man.
It's not a good thing sometimes.
No. It depends on the situation.
Yeah. I blackout stories. I think I've only ever had like probably twice in my entire boozy career that I've actually blacked out and can't remember portions of the night before. I pretty much remember every time. I wake up and I'm like, oh, that was not good. I wish I could forget.
I wish. I remember where Maddie, my partner, where she used to live, one of my best mates, he lived only two streets above or like across.
Yep.
And I went to his house and we had... He's a bit of a solid bloke, and I was trying to keep up with him. Silly me, I can't.
The worst mistake.
I couldn't. Yeah. I was like, no, I really will try tonight. I will really try and keep up with you. And I left, and he was like, do you want me to walk with you? Do you want an Uber? I'm like, no, she's only two streets just across. I'll be fine. No, I go walk. I walk down the wrong street and probably walked about 20 minutes in the wrong direction, looking for her bloody house, and Maddie messaged me. He's like, where are you? I'm like, I have gone down the wrong street. If I get picked up right now, they can just see this white lanky dude struggling down the middle of the street trying to find a house.
Oh, wow.
And my mate's like, oh, what took you so long? You said you'd be home in 10 minutes. So I was like, yeah, more like half an hour. And there's only one street apart. And
wow, you went on a massive adventure. Went on a side quest.
I did.
That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm so glad no one picked me up.
Yeah, have you had any...
But look, it's interesting because, like, I know it's an old saying, but like a great story never starts with, oh, I ate a salad. Yes,
that's exactly true. Because if anybody has got a story that starts with, I ate a salad, they can fuck right off. Fuck salad.
No. Nah.
Have you ever had alcohol induced?
That's how a good night starts.
Yes. Yes, very much so. Have you ever had an alcohol induced injury? Or mishap.
An alcohol injury. Well, go on. It's always good when you It's always good when you find bruises the next day, and you're like, I have fucking no idea how this.
Okay. I've fallen through a bedroom wall trying to take my pants off. Like there's a Chad-shaped hole in the wall where I was taking my pants off and lost balance and then stumbled into a wall. But the other one that's probably where I hurt myself, again, it's another Thailand story, and it was walking down one of the streets there, and I had thongs on, and one of the boys, we were blitzed, we're all blitzed, and one of the guys stood under my thong, and my thong come undone, and so the plug had come out, so I've bent to go and do that, and I'm absolutely hammered, so I've got no balance to begin with, and I'm bending to try to put this thong back together, and I fall face first into the road, like. Not from a great height, so I was slightly bent over, but I lawn darted my skull into the ground, cracked it, got up. The guys had to pick me up and drag me back to the hotel. And I have a vivid memory of sitting on the bath in my room while like three of the dudes are like cleaning up the wound that was on my forehead where I had like ripped a chunk out of my forehead on like the very first
Oh
night
my
of the trip.
shit. How do you know it's gonna be a good night? Well, this happened
Yeah,
day one.
got drunk, took a chunk out of my forehead, and gave myself a
Jeez,
concussion.
fuck.
And then they picked me up, tucked me into bed, and left me. That was good. Good times.
Hey, at least they tucked you in. At least you're with
Yes,
everybody.
yes. And do you want to know how old I was at the time? How old do you reckon I was for that story?
All right, so you started drinking at 21. I would say
I
23, 24.
was like 34, 35.
Not later.
So it was only like 7 years ago.
Just throw it out there. But, God damn. I can honestly say I haven't had a concussion or I haven't had blood. I've probably the most is I haven't looked at my legs and I've got like deep scratches or scratches from something going through, trying to go either through a fence or through a
Yes.
bunch of bushes and or fallen over, or waking up covered in stickers.
Yes. I
Because for some reason, some weird chick brings stickers from like a can company
the
to a
stickers.
party, like a massive roll. As weird as that sounds, yes, to a party as a party
That's
gift
crazy.
to the person who holding the party.
That's so funny. We've had a friend who passed out. No, he didn't pass out. He got really, really drunk, and all the girls in the place decided to use their makeup and make him up to, and did his entire makeup. He had his eyes, eyelashes, lipstick, like his entire makeup was done.
Damn.
Yeah, he was laying on the bed awake, just really, really drunk. And they all stood around and did his makeup, and he just sat there
Chad.
and did it. It was hilarious. When you said that concussion I got, well, pretty much I think I got a concussion from the road incident in Thailand. That was my first and only drunk induced
He's
concussion.
gone.
We're back. Fucking thanks, Riverside. Thanks, champion.
Yay! Thanks, Riverside.
No,
I'll drink to that.
knowing my luck. Knowing my luck, it's not actually Riverside, and it's my expensive webcam just fucking died. I guarantee that's probably what it is.
Oh, I hope not. I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not too. Oh, man. But if that's the case, this the webcam on the laptop isn't as bad, so it's not bad. It'll do its job. Fucking the internet, the internet. All right,
I can
so
hear.
what's the next thing I had written on my little list?
Besides, as far as talking about how there's always that one girl in a party that you just want to yell out because of how stupid they are.
I think I was saying before we left,
Or annoying.
falling over, that falling over in Thailand was my one and only alcohol-induced concussion. All the rest that I've had,
Oh yeah.
they're none of them have got to do with booze. They're from work and just dumb shit.
Hey,
I think I've had about eight.
that's when you just have a plethora of stories, which
Yes,
makes a great podcast, by the way.
yeah, thank you. And you can see why I've got a podcast that's got to do with booze.
No, which you are one of the best podcasts about booze for everyone who's listening.
Oh, thank you very much. Sometimes I'm planning to like can maybe cut back a little bit, maybe just have a couple. Like that's because before the old shows, some of them got really messy, and now I just like to get the buzz and then stop. I don't want to
Yeah.
get really bad. Like Matt and I did a recording at his place, and we did two episodes. We did the it was the Weird Laws and the Conspiracy Theory episodes. We did those two, and then we were going to record a third. We got 12 minutes. 12 minutes into a
Weird
third
laws
episode,
experience.
and I said, no, we're done. This is done. We're not going any further. Like, we cannot release this. Like, not even 12 minutes of it, because it was just babbling, slurry messes.
That's almost one of
So,
those things. Like if you did a video, like if it was a full video episode, it's like at the bottom of the screen, you just have like a drunk meter,
oh,
and just
it went from zero to drunk.
increases as the video progresses.
That'd be funny. That'd be really cool. So one of the things I got written here was when I grow up. So when you grew, like, what did you want to be when you grew up, and how close are you to that?
I can honestly say, selling taps and being a tapware manufacturer, a representative, was not what I wanted to be when I grew up. When I grew up, what I had was, as a hobby, I really was into model trains and I wanted to be a train driver.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I always wanted to do, and then it slightly changed to I really loved filmmaking. I still obviously still love filmmaking, so it slightly changed, but as we all know, life, things happen, things don't happen.
Yep.
I've gone from working at a fast food restaurant to now being a statewide rep for an international tapware company, which I can't say that was on the cape on the table. But the dream one day is for the podcast and YouTube to take off, and that to be my full time.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool.
What was yours?
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a professional wrestler at one point, and I was very, very
Oh yeah,
close
like
to
John
going to do
Cena, The
that.
Rock, Stone Cold, Undertaker, Kurt
I was very
Angle.
close to
You
Kurt
win
Angle.
a gold medal with a freaking broken neck.
I was very close to going down to the school, and then my back started to play up, and it kind of threw it all out, and I didn't end up doing that. Then when I got a little bit older, it was like to do some film stuff as well, and writing and stuff like that. And I'm close. I've got the equipment to be able to make. Like to do film stuff, just don't do it. Just never done it. And the writing, I'm a procrastinator. I've got the ideas. I have a very overactive imagination. The notes on my phone are filled with probably 4 or 5 lifetimes worth of ideas and stories and characters and and all that. And I just can't get it from there to the page. That's also just motivation as well. I've got to try to train myself into finishing work, writing for half an hour to an hour, and just doing the stuff. But yeah, that's what I wanted to do. And like, if I could do this full time and then also write and get this, this book, like novel written, that would be
Also do
the
what? Sorry, full
greatest.
time?
To do this and to basically write full time, like write my novels and like get novels done, that would be amazing.
Dude, that would be awesome. And the thing is, the bet if you do it, if you like, if you do this full time and then also do the novels, that which I've seen from other people who've mentioned it, if you obviously have a book on Amazon, and people will ask you to be on their show, like all the book podcasts will want you on their show, so that will also boost that as well.
I'm just going to stop being, and this will be the first one of the episode, a lazy cunt, and just record and just write. Because I've got it there. I've got the ideas. I've got the, like, and some of the stuff I've got in my brain,
Do
the ideas
it,
wise,
man. If you do it,
it's amazing.
if you write a novel and if you write a novel and publish it, I'll be your first buyer.
Well, thank you very much. And then also the film stuff. Like I've got ideas for short films and movies and what have you. I've just gotta do it. Just do it. Like Shia
Do
said,
it.
just
Do it.
or the Emperor or Senator Palpatine. Sorry, Chancellor Palpatine, that's
No,
and then where I am, how close I am to
I've
that. Well, okay, I'm recording podcasts and I do have notes written on the thing, but job wise, I'm still in the same job I had when I was 15. I've
Yeah, you were
been
saying that
in
the other day.
my place of employment for 27 years. The current version is like,
And your
so
leave
fast
would be
food.
incredible.
I've had my 10 year 15, 20, 25 long service. If I'm there at 30, they will find me hanging in the corral, because I'm not gonna hit 30. Fuck that.
You'll know where to find me.
I work maintenance for a fast food company. That's why I do ridiculous hours, early hour stuff. And the job lets me kind of play in my imagination. So I'm not really kind of, I don't have to be switched on to do my job. Like, if you get what I mean, like what I'm doing is muscle memory and my body's doing it while my brain is off in the imagination land doing that. And then
No
my ears
novel,
are listening to
short
podcasts.
film, podcasting. I'm the same man. If when I'm not thinking about work, I'm thinking about the next thing to do a podcast.
Like multiple times during the week, I open up my notes and I write down the talking points and ideas that I've got for future episodes. Then I'll open it up again and I'll write down the latest idea that I've got. So it's just all that. That's all. It's all consuming. Okay, then. I'm still young enough.
Yeah, you are, man. You, if anything in life it has to us, I think it's always, I think I saw it was like, I think Harrison Ford didn't get into acting until he was proper acting until like he's mid to late 20s, because he was a carpenter. He wasn't going to do anything else. And some of the great ideas, some of the greatest people of all time haven't hit their stride until like 30 or up.
100%. It is doable. I've just got to stop being such. And for the second time in this episode, lazy cunt.
No, dude, I'm right there with you. I nearly every day I think to myself, I'm like, oh, I gotta do this for the podcast. Oh, I gotta do this, or I need to email this person, or I need to organize this. How should I structure this? And it's when you try and do everything, but there's always something you miss. I was thinking the other day, I was like, oh, I'd like to do a second show. But I was like, where the fuck am I gonna have the time to do that?
That's why I've got ideas for a second show. I've got ideas for about five or six other shows. Well, like when we went back to the origin stories, my original podcast idea, I still haven't done
Whoa.
because it was a little too out of my grasp at that point. So this was, Cheers Big Ears, was the second idea. The
Oh
original
shit.
idea is still yet to, and I get so close to doing it. And then I'm like, I don't know if I could. So I just put it back in the back burner. It's a creative writing podcast.
What was it? So you just broke it. What was the
Sorry, it's
first
a
idea?
creative writing podcast. So basically,
Hey.
what the idea is, and hopefully nobody steals it, because but if you do steal it, I will.
I will gut you like a fish.
So it is. It would basically be myself and a guest. We would randomly go through, pick a genre out of a hat, and create a story from soup to nuts, from start to finish. Create like it's a basically improvised storytelling. And we basically create a whole world. Start with characters, start with the world, start with the story, and fully create a world and an idea.
Dude, that would be so unique as a podcast because that would mean every single episode would be totally fresh.
Yeah.
And
It
anyone could come
may
in
be
at
like
any point.
seasons. So they might do it in seasons where it's like one idea over an entire season, or like you probably get two episodes for one, and then you've got and it'd always be a different kind perspective, because other the thing is, I'd have to find people that have the level of creativity and imagination that I have, which would make it difficult. Like, granted, I could run it and it'd be fine, but yeah, that's that idea. One other idea I had, which was in the same vein, is very similar, is basically making it like a never-ending story, where I come up with the original framework, and then every episode is a different person adding on to the actual story. So it's just a never-ending, like just one story being formed through a podcast every episode.
That would be cool. Hey,
Yeah.
if you did that for an entire season, there's your book. There's a book.
Yes. Yeah, I've already thought of that. And then also, a lot of the ideas, would there be proof of
Dude, you need to
concept?
work on that.
Yeah. The other thought I had for it is that when the ideas are done, they're proof of concepts. So therefore, that idea then could be sold
Yeah.
and put it out in the
It's
world, and
right there
somebody
and
else can do
there.
it. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
I really should, because then it would basically, I wouldn't have to sit and write. I could then talk it out, and it'd be created then and there. So yeah.
Yeah. You get to kill two birds with one stone.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
To finish up, before we get into if you've got a shunt or a good egg, what's your perfect day off?
Well, my perfect day off. Perfect day off. Perfect day off would be if I could go anywhere. Probably, if I could go anywhere, a perfect day off would probably be in somewhere in Europe, and somewhere in Europe, somewhere just wake up, didn't have to go anywhere, just with the partner and the doggo, and just could go anywhere and didn't have to go. No one was calling me. No one was needing me to do anything. Just could do the whole day and just explore. But in the real world, my perfect day off is waking up, working on the podcast, walking the dog, drinking as socially normal, and not having to go fucking anywhere. And
good.
Fast food.
That's sounds good.
Fucking day off.
Mine would be basically if it was just me.
Oh, if it's payday too.
To work. What was that?
And if it's payday too, that makes it that makes it even better.
That'd be good. Like, so if it was just me and say Bob was at work and I just had the day to myself, it would be catching up on some TV, do a bit of reading, do a bit of writing, and play my PlayStation. That's my day.
Oh.
Currently playing Final Fantasy 16. Is it 16? Yeah.
Yeah, I think 16. Yeah.
Yeah. I forget which number they're up to. I'm currently playing that, so that would be what I'd be doing.
I've lost track. I lost track how many Final Fantasies are. And then they've got the remake. The remake that came out last year. A good day on the couch. A good day on the couch playing PlayStation. It never goes astray. I haven't played the PlayStation in a little while. There hasn't been really anything out at the moment that's fully grabbed me to play. But a 7-hour binge on the PlayStation, I will not say no.
Well, that'll be coming up very soon with the release of Spider-Man 2.
Give me the fucking catheter. I'm good to go.
Yeah, that'd be...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's what I mean. It seems like stuff really came out at the beginning of the year, and there's stuff coming out at the end, but there's nothing really major in the middle.
Yeah, no. Nothing at all, really. But your perfect your day off sounds fucking pretty rad. Pretty rad. Do you have a shunt or good egg of the week?
What was that, sorry?
So do you have, to pull it in for the landing, do you have a shunt or a good egg for the week? So a shunt is the shit cunt of the week, and then the good egg is somebody that's been, you know, it doesn't have to be a person, it could be just something that was good during the week.
A good egg of the week. The good this week, I will say, without being cliche, is the fact this weekend I was able to have a brand new guest on my podcast, and I was able to guest on your podcast.
Thank you very much.
Probably the good thing for this week. But if you ask me this time next week, it'd be a completely different story.
I think that sometimes we don't have a shunt for the week, and that's okay. And sometimes not having a shunt is the good egg.
Yeah. No, I haven't got nothing. I'm going to shunt for this week. Yes, did I play tennis on Thursday and then go to a work convention on Friday, and I'm partially sick? Yes. But we get to record like this. It makes it all better.
Yeah, 100%. For me, what's the shunt?
Yeah, what was your shunt?
I'm gonna say it's the woman with the really grating and weird voice last night that was sitting next to us. Because Bob and I went to the pub to watch the Knights, and Knights played the Dolphins and the Rabbitohs play the Sharks in Perth. So we were watching that on at the pub. We had a dinner out, so we watched that. The Knights got up, so it made me happy. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman sitting just behind us, and she had a high, shrill, very much like Karen from Will and Grace type voice, and it was just distracting, and it really kind of annoyed me. She gets the shot.
Waiter.
Yeah, it was just her. Like, it would have been fine if her volume dial was just a couple of notches down, but it was just a little too high, and it was just a little too shrill and just little too much. And then my good egg, just having you on the guesting on the podcast, that's been a great thing. So thank you very much. And
Well,
and little
I
misses.
was just looking. We Of course, man. I was just looking. You were on 14 weeks ago. 14 weeks ago, you were on my podcast.
Yes. And
And that
it
was in
was
January.
Jesus, wasn't that long ago? Wow.
January.
Wow. Because I remember recording, because we had all the kerfuffles and the technical issues to start, and then I had limited amount of time because we were going down to Sydney.
That's right.
Yeah, and that was the night we went and saw. We went to a, we did an escape room, and then went and saw Bert Kreischer stand up, which was so cool.
That's right. I remember that. I remember because you're like, I need to go. I need to go. I need to
Yeah, because we were like we were running late, because I had to like we had I had to get out of the episode and then go and get changed and basically just get straight out the door. It was insane.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that. And I was just looking. Sorry. Yeah. May.
May, yeah,
May, you're
May. Well,
on. That's how long we've been trying to work this.
yeah, for sure. And like as I said, as I've said then, and I'll say it again now, be more than willing to come on whenever you need me on the show, or want
And
me on
don't
the
you
show.
worry, I will take you up on that offer.
Like, yeah, and hopefully we don't have any technical issues like last time and then today, which I think it's just my end. I think
Hopefully
my end
not,
is.
but it's all the fun part of remote podcasting.
I hate it. I absolutely hate doing remote podcasting. I understand it's a thing to be able to do it with people from, that aren't in the local vicinity. But like, if I like Matt, he with his work and everything, he's very limited in his time to come and do remotes. So now I've got to try to get to do the in person. So I've got now got to try to go, okay, we need a day where we can do two at a time, bust out two, get two done. So then I've got banked, and now the other good thing is I've got Bobby with me, so she fills in the other episodes. Yeah, if I could,
Which I
if I
do
could
enjoy.
not, if I could not do a remote, I'd be a happy, happy boy, because I can control the environment with the live recording, like, so much more.
Yeah. I know what you mean, man. Oh, no, you're
Oh,
good.
good. Okay, cool. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
in closing, just give us a how can people get a hold of you, if they want to email you, if they want to follow you on all the social medias. What's that again?
Well, any of my social media, you have to go via this podcast to get onto that. This, which is totally fair. So obviously Facebook, Twitter, as I said, Grindr, Tinder, LinkedIn, Define Podcast. For anyone who's a pop culture enthusiast or movies and video games, can come find me, and I go live every single weekend. So the fact that if I swear or something fucks up, you're right there with me.
And that's Lights, Camera, Rant. Great show. For your all the pop, like your pop culture news of the week and conversations and discussions. It was good. I had an absolute blast when I was on the show, and I've had an absolute blast having you here today on this episode of Cheers Big Ears, the 69th episode. You get the glory of
Yeah,
69.
boy. Yes.
And with that, it's been another episode of Cheers Big Ears. We'll be back next week, as always, in the Drunk Cave, aka the Ginger Ninja Studio. Thank you again, Lee, for being on the show with me. And for
Thank you for inviting me, and I can't wait to be back.
yeah, for sure, man. We'll do it again. Yeah, we've done it once now. Band-Aid's been ripped off. We can do it again soon as possible. Until next week, cheers.
Could drink more.